Hello and welcome back to the tea. I hope everybody had a really good Mother's Day, which also, by the way, I realize that it's not just girl gang listening. I've learned.
Yes.
The men are here.
The men are here, which is, I mean.
We love that for you. I feel like they're learning and they're growing.
As they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they really like it.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. I mean. I've met a couple people that. Couples that are listening together.
Is this couples therapy?
I love it.
I love that for them.
Yeah. So that was really exciting to hear that the men are in the room with us.
Yeah.
And
allies.
Yes.
If you will.
Yeah. I do love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now that Mother's Day is over, we are now entering anniversary week.
Mm-hmm.
We are now in that. I am getting my hair done tomorrow.
Yes. Didn't cancel.
I didn't cancel. I thought about canceling. I do actually really need a trim.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be good.
You'll
for
be
me.
Popping off.
Yeah. And then like, I'm not going to see her for a while. So.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Just speaking of getting your hair done and like your anniversary, mm-hmm. like I feel like I know you, but mm-hmm. I also feel like this for myself mm-hmm. that, cause I've been, let's see, in June, 8 years mm-hmm. and you've been married 10 years mm-hmm. and I feel like I'm exponentially better looking now.
Same.
And like I feel like that about you. No, I feel like that about you.
Yeah.
I feel like
go ahead.
I got married mm-hmm. and I at the time felt like that was like a peak for me. Like I'm never going to be more beautiful than I am right now.
You looked amazing.
And I really felt like that for a long time because then after that, it was like, you're just, well, it's like me and Jake have been over this extensively. Mm-hmm. This was not on our things to talk about today, yeah. But it did make me think of it.
Okay.
Because I think maybe, do other people have this experience? ? So like at my wedding, I felt like I was peak beautiful. And I feel like women do that. It's like, we got to have, you know, the body, the hair, the everything mm-hmm. has got to be right. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we feel like we have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for a long time, I felt like there was a few years after that I like, you know, stayed in that realm. Like I didn't immediately go to ugly. Like I stayed kind of around there. No, this is real.
Okay.
This is real. And then there was a couple. Well, then it was like I had a baby.
Uh-huh.
Then it was COVID.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just like a lot of weird years. There was like three very weird years. It's like, what are we wearing? What are we doing? We're not getting our hair done. We are a little bit heavier. Like, and I feel like I stayed in like a weird zone. I don't know. You know, we talked about before, like, what do we wear? What are we doing? And when I look back at those photos, and also one thing about me is my eyebrows were so weird. I had this weird eyebrow moment.
Yeah.
And nobody told me.
I don't think we knew because I think a lot of us were having weird eyebrow moments. Because I don't know what other moms were doing, but like our mom was getting her eyebrows waxed at a very young age.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's what she experienced. And then she was like, you need to get your eyebrows waxed.
Yeah.
And did we? No. We did not need to be getting our eyebrows waxed.
No.
And so that, we didn't know what to do there.
Yeah.
There was also a weird time in the makeup industry where we were doing weird things with our makeup, like the really heavy smoky eyes and like just we didn't know what we were doing.
No.
Nobody else did either.
No. No. So I had some really weird eyebrow years that I look back and just cringe at those photos because it's like, wow, I looked really pretty except for my eyebrows were so weird. Anyway, long story short, I feel like now 8 years out. Ozempic therapy, she's back. Like, yeah. She's back. And I realized that the other day, like, you, like, talking to myself,
yeah,
are just looking so great right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy for you.
And it's on Mother's Day in your
and dress. My size medium.
You're really working that.
Thank you. I just have been feeling so good. And there's so much to be said about like when you look good, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to be said about mm-hmm. that. And I hate that in a way because
mm-hmm.
we can't all be in therapy and be on Ozempic. We can't. And I realize that.
No. Well, and also I think we will go back and say that it isn't about necessarily, oh, I'm in a medium now or I'm in this size.
Yes.
Or whatever. But I think overall, just the overall health.
Feeling good in your skin, feeling confident.
I mean, the fact of the matter was that you were like, I've got to lose some weight to be healthy. And it was just kind of facts.
It was facts.
So it wasn't necessarily about like, oh, I need to lose this weight for my self-esteem. That comes with it.
No, my doctor was like, you need to lose 30 pounds. And I was like, wow.
And that was another conversation that we were having the other day about that, like the things that we are eating and putting into our bodies are just kind of feeding the depression and feeding the anxiety and stuff. And then, you know, you just kind of get all that under control.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So the moral of the story is you did.
And good on you for stepping up to the plate and doing that, because I think that there are a lot of people that will just sit back and be like, this is my new reality, or like, this is just who I am, or this is just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like that.
No, because honestly, I feel like I kind of was there. I was like, wow, this is, because I had like, even when I look back at like 2022, we were really in the gym. Mm-hmm. I was doing the E2M. Mm-hmm. I was like dieting. I was doing all things. And I felt like at that time, I was like, oh, I really look good. And I look back at those photos and I'm like, you really didn't. Not to be mean to myself.
Good.
But I did feel good. But
you were doing the things.
I was doing the things, but not seeing like the results. Mm-hmm. But not to make this about me. What I'm trying to say is you look fabulous.
Thanks.
You look amazing. So stunning, gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah, let's make it about you. 10 years married and like genuinely you look amazing.
Thank you so much.
And I know it's not about how you look, but for a second, let's just say it is.
Thanks.
And you look like how lucky. I think all the time how lucky our husbands are. Because it's
so lucky.
Literally a fine wine. Mm-hmm. And I don't even like wine. But
I do like wine.
We'll call it spaghetti the next day. That's me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just getting better. What's up?
Yeah. Japanese.
Marinating.
Just letting it sit?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
not spaghetti. Not ever spaghetti. Okay. That's fine.
And that's us.
Yeah. I just do want to quickly say something. I think that I have this common theme where I think I just kind of like over try too hard, or like I overthink. So like whenever I got married, I like got the hair extensions.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna do my own makeup, and I was doing too much to try to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Like if I would have just stopped and just was like, just stop trying so hard to be pretty.
Yeah.
It would have went so much better, I think. And so basically, I put those hair extensions in. I took the hair extensions out. And I'm not even wearing them.
Yeah.
That was a journey. I wasn't eating, borderline, like, eating disorder. Just wasn't. That was
trigger dumb. Warning.
Trigger warning. Which, sorry.
Also, just automatically put a trigger warning on everything we say.
Yeah.
Because I, you know.
Yeah. Because we don't. And we just kind of say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like I was just really trying too hard.
Yeah.
If I could go back, I would try less hard.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
So for all the brides out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to try so hard, because like hot take, the person you're going to marry already loves you. Like you already got them.
And already wants to marry.
Already wants to marry you. And they know what you look like. Like that's saying like, I got engaged and then like felt like I needed to lose 25 pounds. He already liked me.
Yeah. He already wanted to marry you 25 pounds earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. And
I don't know why we do that.
As far as like me not eating and stuff, I was already skinny.
Yes. Like, always have been.
Why?
Always will be.
Like, why did I feel like I wasn't skinny enough? You know, that's something I need to cover in therapy. But like, why did that feel like... But maybe it was just because that is such a common theme. Like you see these brides like okay.
Sweating for the wedding. I think I had a shirt that said that.
I did. I think you got one.
I'm so sorry.
You got one that said that, or somebody did. Somebody did.
If I did, I'm so sorry.
And I wore that to the gym. And I took selfies. I took mirror selfies in that. Yeah, I did. I posted it to the gram. Mm-hmm. I did.
Wow.
But yeah, but this kind of does lead into like me trying so hard and me kind of just having this expectation, mm-hmm. I would say, I guess, for my life. is that, funny story, I had the second baby, and I think that we probably would have, if I wouldn't have went through postpartum so hard with Ivy, I probably would have wanted to get pregnant a little bit sooner, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I was kind of terrified because I didn't want to feel like that again. And so we waited it out, and then it just was like lining up to where, okay, she's going to be, you know, a year old by the time we are hitting our 10 year. And I have told only a couple people this, really kept it to myself, but I was like, this, I'm basically planning this baby around my 10 year anniversary.
Yeah.
So that I can go on vacation with my husband for our 10 year anniversary.
As one does.
Funny story. Going on vacation for 3 days with my kids and my husband.
That's still good, though.
For my anniversary.
But still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, let's reframe it.
I kind of had.
Good.
Caleb was like,
what a blessing.
He was like, what a way to celebrate.
Yeah, with this little family that you've created over the last 10 years.
Yes, and I had already thought about that. Of course, I'd already thought about that.
But
It's not lost on me that I did already have this idea in my head of what 10 years would look like.
And yeah,
that's kind of on brand for me.
Yeah.
Just like going back to how I was going to look on my wedding day. When I look back, I hated it.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And I tried too hard. And I shouldn't have tried so hard. And I think that this time with the anniversary thing, I also tried too hard.
And I think anytime you put a lot of expectation on something,
you're going to get let down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is just like, not to be like a pessimist, but that's just kind of like par for the course. Like mm-hmm. you build something up so high. That's what my therapist tells me all the time. You got to take it off the pedestal.
Yeah. I really put it up there. And I think it's just because whenever we had been married for a year, really on our honeymoon, we've always kind of like, get us by ourselves for 2 seconds. We will just start kind of dreaming about like what it's going to look like.
As you do.
And I think that that's not a bad thing to
do.
Because I really do believe that you have to have some sort of vision for your life.
If you don't, what's the point?
What's the point? Like, you kind of have to, and I think too, talking about that, because as you're married longer and you're in a relationship with someone longer, like they're growing as a person and you're growing in as a person, and maybe those things are changing a little bit.
Right. And, so you got to like align your goals. I think that's really important. If you're, if you're like not aligning your dreams and your goals, like you're either running towards the same thing or you're running towards different things.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Because you're going to be running towards something no matter what. So is it going to like align you or is it going to separate you?
Yes. And so when we were on our honeymoon 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh,
humble brag.
Yeah. We were like, okay, in 5 years, we're totally going to come back here. We were like,
yeah,
5 years. Because also I think when you're just married, 5 years seems really far away.
Yeah, and it's not.
5 years is, don't get me wrong, a lot happened for us.
Yes.
So much happened for us in 5 years to the point of where we had been married for 5 years. We had sold everything that we had.
Yeah.
We had no money, no nothing.
Yeah.
I think we were living, we had roommates.
Wow.
You know? And it's like that was not in the cards.
Yeah.
Jamaica wasn't happening.
Yeah.
We did, however, get to, because someone had an apartment in California.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
And we got to go to California.
And that's nice.
Yeah. And we stayed in their apartment for free. And then we like, we car camped and went up to like different places and stuff. And, you know, did a very inexpensive trip to California. It was amazing. We got to go to Laguna and all that. So we did get to do something and it was amazing. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it was perfect.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take that back at all. I love that we got to do that. But anyways, I think that when we said that, we were like, okay, well, then in 5 more years, we'll for sure be in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
We're not. And it's okay.
It is okay.
So I think more than anything, it's more of just like not really knowing where to put our kids for a couple of days. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. But, oh, I guess I should say that someone wrote in that was listening to the pod. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I think that you should go to Tybee Island.
Oh, okay.
And that's like 30 minutes from Savannah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And we're going to Tybee Island.
Wow.
For, I guess,
so exciting.
I guess it's really 2 days. So we'll like leave on Thursday night, like when Caleb gets home from work.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go and go.
Yeah. That's going to be
and
awesome.
And we'll be there Friday and Saturday and then come back Sunday.
So fun.
So fun. We just booked it just now.
Wow.
Because we had a place that we were going to book and then it got booked.
Is it like a beach situation or like?
It's a beach situation. But it's supposed to be like very calm. Like there's
yeah.
It's supposed to be like.
They filmed like a movie there, right?
I have no idea. The last song.
Yes.
Yeah. Mindy was telling us about
yes,
that.
Yes. I was like, I know this place.
Yes.
The last song.
It's there.
Oh, such a good movie too.
It was.
When I look at you.
I hate that for them.
Oh.
Because it made me really fall in love with them.
R.I.P.
I know.
But you know what? She can buy herself flowers.
Yeah.
Have you seen her boyfriend now?
Uh-uh.
We're talking about Miley Cyrus, by the way, for those who were like, never seen that movie, don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just Google it sometime.
Yeah.
She really went a different way.
Okay.
But hey.
I haven't looked it up.
Well, we should. Give it a Google.
Okay.
It's interesting.
I will.
That's all. Well, fun. So, fun trip.
Fun trip. And it just got booked, so I'm just working up excitement now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that sounds so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So, something else that I feel like needs to be talked about from the weekend is Eras Tour Paris.
Yes.
Wow. We were fed.
Yeah.
We were fed.
It's too good.
It's honestly too good. Okay. Something so specifically, and I sent you a bunch of videos about it. I don't know if you watched them all, about the 87th. Yes. So she had her 87th show, tailored. 87th show. And we already knew all the outfits changed except for the Reputation outfit. Because we haven't gotten Reputation, Taylor's version, which is, it's coming so soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it will change my life.
Yes.
And I won't be the same.
Horizon.
It's on the horizon. It's coming so soon. So we have all new outfits, Tortured Poets. Couldn't be better.
And you know what? I really feel like this was exactly what she needed to.
Yeah.
Because I'm so sure that she was so tired.
Yeah,
kind of that same, doing that same, I mean, 87 shows.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, you know that she's so tired of doing that. And you can tell by her performances with the TTPD.
It's fresh.
So it's like she needed that.
She
like
needed
her
it.
Her spirit, her creative spirit just needed to unleash that.
Yeah. Which she has said that they have been practicing that set for like 6 months. Which, of course, her and her people. You had this unreleased album. She's, like, practicing this. She knows it's going to be amazing, life-changing, perfect, stunning, gorgeous. Like, everyone's going to be screaming, crying, and throwing up.
Yes.
And she finally gets to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. The part whenever she does the outfit change.
Yeah.
Did.
I love her.
Oh,
and you know what? Now that, like, after I saw that and then really, like, got to seeing, like, past shows, she used to be the queen of the quick change.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, the pulling off the dress, like, should have said no, and she'd pull it off.
Uh-huh.
Like, she was always the queen of that.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's fun to, like, for her to, like, nod at that. And, like, I'm just obsessed. Like, there's no part of this I'm not obsessed with.
No, I know.
Quite literally no part of it.
Yeah, so
and
we're going to Paris, by the way.
I mean, I did look at tickets.
Like, how do we get to Paris?
I know.
Question mark.
Or I don't know where the other ones are. It doesn't matter. We need to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, oh, what I would give.
To be there in person.
It's going to be one of the biggest regrets of my life.
We're going to go.
And there'll be other shows. I mean, there'll be other shows. It just won't be this show. But how does she move on from that? How do you not always just have an Eras tour?
Okay, this
and like add in the new albums.
Okay, I don't know the answer to that question, so I'm not going to answer it.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out how there are people that are getting tickets to these shows last minute.
Well, maybe they're buying them from other individuals.
Right. How do we do that? We need to know it. We need to know somebody that knows somebody.
I don't know anybody that has enough money to have these tickets. They're like $5,000 a piece.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people that did go that we do know that went.
Who? I don't know any person personally that went. Who?
I feel like I know people that went. That
name one person.
I really do, but you may not know them.
Okay, I don't know anyone personally that went. Sound off in the comments. Did you go? And did it change your life?
Mm-hmm. And do you know someone that has tickets?
And do you know someone that has tickets? Because I would literally sell my house, sell my car. And Jake thinks that's ridiculous. And I don't. And I just don't. Because I could be dead tomorrow. Do you want that for me? Do you want me to be dead and never seeing the Eras Tour? You don't want that for me.
No.
No. No one does.
No.
Like. Anyway,
it must happen.
Not to be dramatic, but really quickly, 87th show, which BT Dubs, she never says, this is my 10th show. This is my,
yeah,
whatever. Never does that, but made a point to say that it was the 87th show and then goes into the Alchemy.
So good.
And then mixes it with Treacherous. This love is treacherous. Oh my gosh. She gives so much. She just gives and gives and gives. The lover outfit changed.
Do you feel like she did that for us or that she did that for her man?
She did it for us. She did it for the girlies because he doesn't care.
You don't think he cares?
He was there. He was there. It was rare. And he remembers it. He
probably adored that.
I'm sure he did. But it was for us. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he loved it. He was there. I think his mom was there. Was his mom there?
I don't think his mom was there. What's her face was there?
Gigi Hadid, yeah. And Bradley Cooper? Question mark.
Yeah.
Such a random interesting compilation.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the lover outfit changed to red and gold for the Chiefs. I can't. It's just too much. It's too much.
So thoughtful.
So everything she's we ever wanted. So
thoughtful.
I saw a clip, by the way, of Joe Alwyn at one of her shows when she did the Reputation tour when they were together. Okay. This is a real video because I was seeing so many videos of Travis and he's like, they're pointing at each other. They're giving hearts. Like they're so, it's just, I can't. Yeah. I love it.
They are obsessed with each other.
And I love it.
And we are obsessed with them.
Yes. So, I saw a video of Joe from the Reputation Tour. And he's literally watching. And he's just like, not even smiling. He's like, I forget. She was singing like a specific song that would have been like about him. But I don't even remember what it was now. Because it doesn't matter. He's literally just like, and they're showing him and she's like singing this song, like looking at him and he's just like,
ew.
And everyone in the comments was like, you could never make me hate Joe. And I'm like, okay, whoa. I hate him just from watching this video and then comparing it to Travis's video where he's like, stop it right now.
Yeah.
She never loved him. And this could be over tomorrow, but actually, I still love it.
Back it up. I don't think it's that she never loved him. I think it's that he never loved her.
Yes, but everybody's like, look how proud he is of her. And I'm like, where? I watched the video like 5 times. I'm like, run it back. At what part?
Mm-mm.
This man, Travis Kelce, is obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
He's been talking about her since before they were ever together.
It's clear.
Anyway, it was
Travis
too much.
Travis is living his dream.
My heart was just bursting. At all of it.
So good.
It was so good. And so it was important to talk about. It was relevant.
And you know what's really amazing too? I guess this is what's amazing about concerts, but like hearing the album, but then seeing her sing the song.
It
hits different.
It does.
And it makes you love the songs on the album more because now you've seen her feeling and expression behind it. So good.
Like, I have had this renaissance as if it didn't just come out, but The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, really, like, it probably was in my top five, but it really wasn't, like, an immediate, like, I love this song so much, but it might be my favorite song right now. Of course, Who's Afraid of Little Me? Love, 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 love. But The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, like, watching her performance of that, just, it was too much. It was too much.
Yeah. It was a performance.
It was a performance, and I'm obsessed. And I couldn't love her more. I couldn't love her more. Like, even if there was a fire, I couldn't love her more.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's the Taylor tea.
That's the Taylor tea. And we...
There'll be more next week.
There'll be more next week. Because it's just an ongoing story. Mm-hmm. As the world turns.
Yes.
That is just one person you could... I'm telling you. You could never make me hate her. I don't care. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I will defend her with my life. Mm-hmm. And all that just reminded me of all those posts. Like, if you defended Taylor the way that, if you defended Jesus the way you defended Taylor, the world would be a better place. Mm-hmm. XOXO, the Southern Baptist Convention. And I'm like, and I would. Mm-hmm. And I do.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you can never make me hate that man.
Yeah.
Would die for him.
Yeah.
Two things can be true.
Yeah.
Anyway. Love, love, love. Double love. Moving on. Speaking of Taylor.
Okay.
As we always do. I had a wild weekend.
Okay.
A wild weekend.
Yes, you did.
And I won't go into great detail. Because it's nobody's business. Except for all of you.
Well, and those who know, know.
Yeah, but it was...
And also that also just a very tiny, tiny, tiny side notes. Because I just last night had this conversation with Mom.
Okay.
She was on Facebook, as she is.
Yes.
And I was saying about something that somebody had posted.
About?
It was like a racing post.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, these people ride so hard.
Yeah.
Like, positively.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys are... Because I'm not saying, like, I'm not here to say that you should hate.
No.
I'm just saying
that, love, like, love.
They look crazy.
Crazy.
Like, in their defense of something that's, like...
Crazy.
Anyways, but that
and just, is that how people feel about us when we talk about Taylor Swift?
Well, so that made me think of that because you were like... I will always, like, ride for her.
You can never make me hate this person.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like, there are real people out there that, like...
ride so hard.
For someone that is not, like, super... Like, it's not making any sense.
But you know what? It's never going to make sense to, like, people who aren't crazy. So, anyway, Racing Tea had a crazy weekend.
Yeah, people are crazy.
People are crazy. The enemies were in the room. They were in the building.
Yeah.
Which was like...
And look at you making it out of the lion's den.
And I did. And honestly, my therapist was right. Because she told me I would be fine. And not that I didn't have, like...
It was, you were unscathed.
I didn't exit unscathed. It was like...
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell her all about it tomorrow.
Hashtag the battle belongs to the Lord.
Yes. But you know what? She was right in the sense of, like, it's Tuesday. I am, in fact, fine.
Mm-hmm.
My mental health has not been scathed.
Mm-mm.
And that's on growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing about it is when somebody is, like, screaming at you that you are a stupid...
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
We cannot even say it because this is a faith-based, kid-friendly podcast, so we can't even not even say these words.
I will not even say the words that came out of this person's mouth. In the t-shirt of the enemy.
Yeah.
And you're screaming in my face. Is that...
So many bad, slanderous things.
That you should not be... A man... Can you imagine, speaking of The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there's men out here
that are so small.
No, it's shocking. And yeah, it was just Crazy Town USA. People are so crazy. So it's like kind of like when my therapist was like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Was that necessarily what I had in mind? No.
That was not on your bingo card.
It wasn't on my bingo card, but it was crazy. And it was like a fear that I had of like being in the stands and like a fan saying something ugly to me. That is a fear that I do have and have had. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of came to fruition, which was crazy, but I ended up being fine.
Yeah.
I didn't have a mental breakdown.
No.
Here I am.
The next day, you're glowing.
Glowing on the lake.
In your size medium.
In my size medium. Eating pasta salad.
Yeah.
And
loving your life.
And that's on growth. And that's on therapy.
And can they say that much for themselves?
No, because, I mean, I'm sure not. Because in the words of Taylor Swift, I bet you think about me. Did Taylor Swift say that?
I don't know. But we can go with it.
She did. I'm sure she has. At some point.
Or if not, here's a lyric idea.
I bet you think about me. Dun, dun. Oh my God. She's insane. Right?
I don't know, Anna.
I could have just made all that up just now.
She's a songwriter.
I just wrote that just now.
She's a lyricist. No, is that a word?
Anyway, it was crazy. And like the one thing about people who are the drama is they're always going to be the drama. Mm-hmm. Like, and they bring it with them. Like when I tell you I've had such a peaceful season, and then these people just enter the chat and they're just they bring it. They love it. Yeah. They hope for it. They pray for it.
They live for it.
They live for it. And it's just wild. It was a wild weekend. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. And I won't be doing that again. Mm-hmm. Like I made a point to say, and everyone was in agreement, was like, we just cannot enter these people's presence again. Cause it's just like, some people are just so negative and so dramatic and so ugly, 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 and so terrible. You can't even be in their sphere.
Well, by the way, I mean, didn't you already have plans to go to this place before? I don't know how that
works.
But it was
yes.
You're like, oh, we cannot plan. Like, I feel like this was kind of an unplanned thing.
No. We had already planned on being there.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's like, you already knew where you were going to be at.
A month ago.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Like, why don't we just all have, like, an unspoken thing? Like, I'm not going where you're going. How about you not come where I'm coming?
Yeah, like, you stay in your lane. I'll stay in my lane. And we'll just, like...
I feel like you've been very, like, respectful in that way.
100%.
Being like, you have your space. I'm going to have my space.
They don't need to coexist.
Yeah. And, like, yes. Why can't we all just be on the same page with that?
I know. Well,
instead, it was kind of like,
because honestly, some people just don't have enough to talk about. So it's like, well, what can we talk about?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going good, guys.
We've got to.
I imagine this like a board meeting. Like, okay, guys, this is not going good.
Yeah,
it's not going good. Numbers are down. The numbers are down.
It's like giving Vanderpump Rules. Like they're like, okay,
yes,
we're about to get canceled.
This show's gonna get canceled. We need something.
We need something juicy.
Yeah.
We gotta like re-get the beats back up.
And this was, I think, a grab. And you know, whatever. It's not all about me. But what if it is?
But what if it is?
And they say they didn't do it to hurt me.
But what if they did?
Yeah, so the moral of the story is, it's like, I have now, and collectively all of us made the decision that if we have to skirt our plans mm-hmm. and do something different, then we'll just do that.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Why not? Let's have some spontaneity.
Spontaneity, yes. And honestly, like, I'm not tied down to anywhere, and I just can't be around people who are so freaking crazy.
Yeah.
I can't.
So unhinged.
I can't be around because I'm just so healed and whole, and I can't.
Yeah, it's like, it is clear that you are not in therapy.
Yes.
And you should be.
Like, if... No, I know. No, I know. So I just had to touch on that because it was.
I'm so glad you did. We haven't had any racing tea in a while.
Yeah, and people love it and want it more of it.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know who those people are, but yeah, I'm sure they do.
They do. A lot of people this weekend asked me, like, what do you talk about on your podcast? Do you talk about, like, racing? And I'm like, no. And honestly, and some of these are, like, were, like, the men. They were the men.
Well, there are a lot of people in your sphere that have podcasts that are about racing.
Yes, a lot. So, and also, it's like, there was some crew people who were like, oh, what do you, I've seen it. Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, honestly, it's not for you. That's what really what I said. Like, I appreciate the support. It's not. Like, I appreciate the support and, like, the, you know, but it's really not. Like, there's people who it's for and there's people who it's not.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there are some enemies in the room with us that are watching 100%. To see what we're going to say to know, like, if it is, you know,
100%
about what they think it's about. But,
no, there definitely are. I know that there's, yes, there are.
Yeah. And I love that. That's
fine.
I
love it. I love it for you.
They're watching, they're learning,
growing, seeing how fabulous we are.
Yeah.
And how could you hate us?
Honestly, I have such a hard time thinking that someone could watch this and be like, I hate her.
But they do. But they do.
Well, because I feel like this is a way better way to get to know us a little bit better, you know, instead of just kind of like a perceived idea of who you are, who I am, or who anybody is. And I feel like it would be like, oh, that A plus B doesn't equal C.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Speaking of A plus B not equaling C, this is a real thing that happened this week, because if you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't. But the perception of me in the world is that, like, you know, I'm the worst.
Say it's the world.
No, in the racing, it's niche. It's niche. We won't say the world.
It's niche. So niche.
It is. It is. Okay.
In a community that you are involved in.
Yes. It's a very, it is. It's niche.
It's a very niche community.
It is. So, but that has sprinkled into, like,
because, by the way, I was looking at Spotify. I'm like, 1% of our listeners is from the Philippines. Okay. So
shout out to the Philippines.
So it's niche. Not every single person that's going to listen to this is going to know what you're talking about.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
It's hard to think about when we're recording something like this and then putting it out for the world that, like, only our little baby place is going to be listening to it. And there are people that are not here that don't know anything about any of that, that are just listening to us.
No, you're right. And you're right.
Wild.
So yes. So, speaking of our baby community, there was a man at Tina and Darren's house.
Okay.
Have you heard this story?
No.
This was this week.
Okay.
That was pressure washing, like, the patio and the house and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he also cleans, like, the race hauler and stuff. Okay. And so that's how Dad was like, oh, we'll come over to the house, like, whatever. So he was cleaning up, whatever. And I had met him last week when he came to look at everything. And then Mom, you know, interacted with him about whatever they were talking about. The
patio.
Whatever.
Okay.
So he says to Mom, he was like, you guys, like, Darren and, like, your daughter and, like, you, like, y'all are really nice. And my mom was like, mom was like, okay, like, I know. And he was like, well, no, I had just seen some things. And
awkward.
I just, you know, a lot of it was like,
negative.
That not that you're not nice, but, like, now knowing you and meeting you, like, you're really nice people. And it was almost like, duh.
Yeah.
Because it's not true. Like, imagine.
Extra, extra, read all about the fake news.
But I'm here to spread truth.
Yeah.
And
the truth will set you free, baby.
And Jesus said that.
Yes.
And you know what? He's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that some people are just living in a whole made up reality. And my therapist always told me that, but some people really just are, they're living in their own reality. And you really can't even, and that goes to any, like, aspect. If somebody's, like, being ugly to you or whatever, like, or somebody doesn't like you, or you really just cannot put so much weight on, like, what other people think about you, because each everybody's living in their own mm-hmm. truth, in their own reality. Mm-hmm. And like yours could be so much different from mine. Mm-hmm. And so mine is now that I can just see these individuals and realize that they really are living in their own like space-time continuum, mm-hmm. continuum. Like they're living in their own reality that is not mine. And those two realities don't need to mingle. Mm-hmm. They don't.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Perfect. I'm so glad we said that here.
Yes. That's the tea. That's the racing tea.
That's the racing tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
I wanted to bring something up to you that I saw on the internet. Okay. And that was this theory of there being a wedding boom over the next like 3 years.
Okay.
Meaning that there's going to be exponentially more people getting married. Kind of like the baby boom where mm-hmm. like so many people were born, like, but with weddings.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
I haven't seen anything about it, but I think that.
Do you feel it?
I don't know if I necessarily feel it, but I would say that there has been a boom in the past couple of years anyways because of COVID.
That's what they were talking about because of COVID.
Right. Because all those people, either they had their weddings and just had like small intimate weddings, or they decided to wait. And so there were a lot of venues that were already like pre-booked a couple years out because of that. And so we may just be in like that still, that cycle.
That's what they were saying.
Of that. But I also think that people are also eloping more.
Okay.
And that they, I think because of maybe like the financial crisis of our world.
Yeah.
That a lot more people are saying, hey, I would rather just have this intimate time with my husband and then like we'll do a reception or not.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I love that. I would do that if I could, if I could go back. Like I had such a great wedding. I like love. So much fun, mm-hmm. but like unnecessary.
Well, I think I just had this conversation with someone, last week because I did have an elopement and they're going to do a reception. Mm-hmm. And I love the whole vision of everything that they're doing. And I can't wait to see their photos. They're going to be really cool. But, we were just kind of talking about how it doesn't mean to go this way, but really at the end of the day, the weddings do turn out to be not about the bride and groom. And it's so much more about like who your parents want to be there or who, you know, and it just
entertaining like this group of people.
Yeah. And just making sure everyone's happy.
Yeah. Your hosts, your party hosts.
Yeah. And I also an amazing wedding. We're all still talking about it. It was such a great time and I love it. And I wouldn't take it back. We did have a great time, but if I would have known what I know now, I just feel like I would have wanted it to be a lot more about us.
Yeah.
And even like looking back now from a photographer aspect, like we didn't really have like any portraits of just us that I really liked. Like we didn't spend any time. We spent maybe 10 minutes taking photos together. And I've ran into that recently at several weddings that it's like by the time the ceremony's over and stuff like that, like everything, you know, it's such a time crunch. And the thing that we're spending the least amount of time doing is taking portraits for the bride and groom. Mm. And it's like almost the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
But it's just kind of turning into like about everybody else. Oh, we got to make sure we got to get everybody in the family. Get everybody that wants a family photo. Now we got to do the bridal party. And if it's a larger bridal party, like that's a lot of moving parts. And so it kind of turns out to be like, oh, okay, well, let's just rush through and take these pictures of you guys
on
the biggest day of your life and not spend any time, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't love that journey.
Something that we did at our wedding is I learned from your wedding because you had talked a lot about how like you didn't really feel like you had that, like, you were entertaining, you were talking to people, you were like, you know, and not so much the emphasis on just you and Caleb and spending like that moment, like just y'all. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, that's all I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I did do that. I didn't like go around to tables. I didn't like, that's quite literally none of my business. Like you're here to celebrate me.
Yeah.
Like this is actually about me. Mm-hmm. And so me and Jake just like were together the whole night, which was
great and the goal and like all that.
Yeah.
But something that we did is after the ceremony, we did like family photos mm-hmm. and like the wedding party, whatever. And while everybody went on up to where the reception was going to be. And we did that. Went to the reception. I think we did like first dances and stuff. And then after that, when everyone's eating and like starting getting the party going, we then just us went out and did.
We did that too.
Yeah. And I feel like we did take really good photos and like.
Yeah.
Which also we had a really great photographer.
You had a great photographer.
Had a great photographer. And shout out Courtney Cook.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not dissing my photographer. I think that photography has come a
It's come a long way.
It's
huge.
It's come a very, very long way since the time that I got married. I definitely, like, I loved who we went with and everything. But I just think, looking back, I wish that I would have had just more options of just portraits with him. And we did do that. We did sneak away and go do that. But it did also feel rushed.
Mm.
Like, us leaving and we, like, went across the road and went to... we. Got married at a vineyard. So we went into the actual vineyard part and did photos. But yeah, I don't know. Back to the boom part. I don't know. I have a lot of weddings this year. So I don't know if that has anything to do with there just being a lot of weddings. I don't know. I haven't seen much about it. But I had just in the past couple of years seen stuff about, oh, it's going to be people having a hard time booking the venues that they wanted, getting the
exactly.
dates they wanted. There's been like a lot of Friday and Sunday weddings.
Yes.
I had a Wednesday wedding.
Wow.
Like 2 weeks ago.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Interesting. I just wanted to get your take on that as a photographer.
I mean, I really want people to start making it more about them.
Yeah.
It makes me really sad if I have a bride that's like, you can just see it all over their face that... they're like, okay, when do I get to have fun? Or like, when do I get to, like, that's such a bummer. And that happens.
That's so sad.
And I think it's because, you're just like stacking so many things into the day.
Yeah.
To make it like this Pinterest board thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's really sad. I had so much fun at my wedding.
Yeah, I had so much fun at my wedding.
But I do know so people who were like, this really wasn't that fun.
Yeah, no.
I've been involved in weddings.
And I think, and that goes back to like, it wasn't about them, but everybody else also talks about, oh my gosh, still to this day, people were like, that was the best, like the most fun wedding I've ever been to. Like I had so much fun. I've never had that much fun. Da, da, da. But like, it wasn't about them having fun. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it really wasn't going to be about if they were going to have a good time. It was about if I was going to have a good time.
Yes.
But we kind of, like, curated the whole experience around everyone having a good time, which we succeeded in.
Yeah.
And that's perfect, beautiful, and amazing.
Yeah.
But it didn't have to be like that. And we could have cut some people from the guest list.
I definitely feel like, when, you know, the older you get, the more that you realize, like, things you could have done better in that way. And I think, you know,
whenever my girls get married, if they get married, I don't want it to be like, hey, this person needs to come, this person needs to come, because they are my friend and they have been, like, if they don't know them, they don't know them.
You're not invited.
And also, like, in my professional opinion, the groom's prom date doesn't need to come. Like, that shouldn't happen. And that didn't happen. But that was, like, a discussion.
Okay,
But that didn't happen. And that was fun. I just think that, like, it needs to be, like, very, very...
Yes. Who was influential in your relationship and still is? Yeah. Close family members, close friends. Yeah. I think especially around the time that we got married, like 2012 to like 2000 up into 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. It was like how we all grew up watching like My Super Sweet 16. And there was a bunch of shows about like weddings by like whatever. And so it was all about how big can this party be? Mm-hmm. How fabulous can it be? How many, and a lot of that has to do with how many people are there.
Mm-hmm.
Like this needs to be huge. Like, and that like equated to like how great you were, how loved you were, or whatever. And that, looking back now, like, none of that's, that is just a false narrative and not true at all. And really, the only people you need to be there are, like, you and the groom and very close family members, if you so choose.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to, you don't have to have your close family members. You could just, if I could have it do it again, I would do something very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. And it was fine.
It was great.
But just for those who are getting married in the future, just think about that heavily. It's not about the 200 people that you're going to have there.
Yeah, because also, going back to kind of like the financial side of things, I know now it's even more expensive than it was then.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you really can take that into consideration. Like, why am I paying for this person to have like a $25 meal tonight? Like,
yeah,
that doesn't make any sense. Like, put it in that perspective. Who would you want to take to dinner for $25 a plate? And write those people down. And I bet there's probably only going to be 10.
Literally.
But you would really be like, I would want to gift them, you know,
a nice dinner.
Yeah.
A nice night.
Drinks on me for the whole night. Whatever.
Honestly, no one.
I mean, like, if you really think about it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So, hot take.
That is a hot take. But it's true.
But, I mean, not because I'm a photographer. I think photography is important.
Yes. Either way. Invest in the important things.
Like, the couple that is joining the elopement, they still wanted that photographed.
Yes.
And they still had, like, a vision for that. And I think that that is great. Like, they wanted to put their money there. And then they're like, okay, and then we're going to have this party. And they're having it like at someone's property that's really beautiful, that is a family member, and it's still going to be beautiful, but like they're putting money into like the little details of it to make it personal. And I think that that's great. Think about those things.
Yeah.
We can move on from that though.
Love, love.
We really didn't go into the boom. I don't know what the internet's saying.
Well, that was really just it. Like that there was going to be this boom and I just wanted to,
yeah,
boom. Why? What do we think? Boom.
Okay, and speaking of photography and business, I did something really funny.
Okay.
So I've never made a business card ever for my business.
That's 4 years
old. I've never made a business card for my business. It's 4 years old. I am in process of making one. I think it's because I've never really had a logo that I've been just like
set on.
This is it for me. But then also logos change.
All the time
change their logos. I've wanted to really invest in branding. So if you do branding, LMK, I haven't done any branding and I want to do that because I also don't have a website and I've never had a website, which is not good either.
You're just feral.
I do have a booking website. Like I have booking links. I have those things, but I don't have a place that's just like,
this is my work. This is what I do. These are packages.
Right.
Like all in one place.
Yeah. And it's not lost on me that I need to do that, but I have that problem where I think that I can do everything myself and then I start doing something and I realize I cannot do this myself.
We're so different in that way. I don't want to do anything myself.
Yeah.
Anytime I can like,
oh no, I'm
pass a task.
Like, Caleb's going to be painting our house. There's just so many things that are going to happen.
So dumb.
DIY.
Not painting your house, but like, I'm not a DIY girly. Never will be. Never have.
Yeah.
We'll be paying someone to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think I've learned and I know that now like dad will pay people to do stuff, but also at the same time, he is kind of like, if he looks up prices on something, he's like, I'm not paying that. He will go and buy the equipment to do it himself.
Like with the sealer thing.
Yes.
That is. And again, I was like, that is so dumb.
And I was like, this is where I get it from. Because I looked at him, you know what I said? Yeah, exactly. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
No, I'm not going to learn to seal a driveway.
Why not?
Because I don't want to pay somebody to seal my driveway.
Yeah, but it's also just so nice to just learn new things.
Ugh, I just don't relate.
And just be like, okay, I learned how to do that. I mean, even with the podcast stuff, it's like, that's a learning curve in itself. I didn't know.
Which again, that goes back to actually a point that I had written down is things that we waste time on so we don't have to do what we need to do. This relates to that because it's like, I will literally do anything other than that. Could I have learned how to do that? Yep.
Yeah.
Am I going to do it? No.
I can't relate. I mean, I really am just kind of all the time on YouTube trying to figure out how to do something. It's exhausting.
I just
really
am like, I mean, someone else knows how to do that.
Yes, but how rewarding it must be. It is. Coming from personal experience, it is very rewarding to learn how to do something new and to grow in something. I mean, okay, for example, I really, 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 really want to take voice lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I've never taken voice lessons.
Yeah.
And I'm 32 years old and I really want it. And I've been saying it for a couple of years, but I'm like, it's never too late. I want to take voice lessons. I want to be better at this.
Yeah.
I want to perfect this craft, not to be a pop star, not to be a singer-songwriter or a country singer. I just want to be better at it.
Yeah.
And like grow in confidence in something. Anyways, back circling all the way back to where I started. I made us cards. We have business cards.
I'm so excited. And I'm going to put them everywhere
next week. And yeah, we're going to be getting some sponsorship soon. I can feel it. The viewership's going up.
Yes.
The sponsorship's going up.
Yes.
And when I say going up, it's starting.
It's starting. But that's going up.
Yeah. I mean, we can only go up from here.
Can only go up from nothing.
Exactly. So we are going to have those. There is going to be a QR code that will just lead you directly to the Instagram.
Love.
Where all the links are on there. You can YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all of it's there. You can find it. So if you see one of these cards and you already are a listener, then just take it and give it to
friends.
Pass it on.
Leave it on someone's car.
Coffee shop. You know, restaurants.
In the bathroom.
At the club.
It's going down.
Target dressing room.
Yes. Leave it in Target.
That's our audience.
That is the Target audience.
A church.
Leave
one behind.
This is faith-based.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Anna came straight into church on Sunday, which we didn't talk, like we kind of said. We didn't really talk much after we recorded.
Yeah.
Which we're really busy.
We're so busy.
And so then she came into church on Sunday and she was like, oh my gosh, I have so much to tell you right now. And so I was like, okay, well, I have to go to the bathroom. So we go to the bathroom. She's telling me this whole story about her Saturday.
Yeah.
And there's another person in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so she walks out, she's washing her hands, and she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't mean to be listening to what you're saying.
She was like, she said, what you're saying isn't funny, but like how you're saying it is really funny.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And just said, thanks, we have a podcast.
Yeah. What else do you say?
And that would have been a great moment to have a card.
Yeah. And then
you can find us here.
And yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And
then, if you want to hear more of this.
I don't know if she was like a first time guest. Probably not. If she was at Moret, she wasn't.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm sure there are people coming for the first time coming to Moret's, but I feel like for the most part, a lot of people come into that campus.
Mm-hmm. Or like OGs.
Yeah. Or like knows, you know, mm-hmm. like you don't know until you know. And so anyways, yeah.
Love that.
Then got up and
it was just like, it's just so much confirmation of like, this is exactly what we need to be doing. Cause people just love to hear what we have to say.
Yeah.
And how we say it.
And then I went to the nursery because Noah was bebopping around and I was trying to get her in there. And both the people in there were telling me that they listened. From two different ones. One's a mom, one's not. Like,
it's for everyone.
It is. Mm-hmm. And they both were just like, I'm so into it.
It's for the girlies. It's for the men. It's for everyone.
I just love that.
Yeah.
So much.
And it's what we do. And it's what we are here for. And it's the dream, the goal, the vision.
Mm-hmm. So now that we have business cards, then I guess merch will be coming next. But also, I think we're also going to be working on branding as well. You know, photo shoots are going to happen.
Yes. Because we're just getting just so popular.
We're podcast stars.
We are podcast stars.
So, yeah.
Like, this is the podcast and we are the stars of it.
Yes. Yeah. So there's going to be some things coming, I feel like,
yeah.
in the summer.
Yeah.
We'll start working on that more.
Yes. I'm so excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, being married, you have to get together on your vision and just be working towards that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we stay doing 1,000%.
Yeah. And then maybe on our 1-year anniversary, we can go on a trip
to Austin.
Yeah.
And stay at the,
and we can vlog it and we can like
put it on our Patreon.
Yeah. We'll make it a subscription.
Yep. I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, here, you know, we're being unspecific. We're not naming names. We could have a Patreon and name names. People would pay for that.
We could.
People would pay for that. I'd pay for that. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment.
Okay. Like, comment, subscribe.
Taylor's Little Tea, hashtag.
Or also just the tea.
The tea, yeah. The racing tea, the Taylor tea, the Taylor's Little Tea. All the tea. Any time you would need tea, here it is. Mm-hmm. Any kind of tea, any brand, color, shade.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, that was the tea.
That was the tea. That was all the tea.
So fun. I don't think anything's left in the notes.
There is one thing, but okay. We can talk about it another time.
Okay.
It wasn't important.
Okay.
It wasn't important. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Enjoy this time together.
We'll see you next week.
Hope you have a great trip.
Thank you. I'll tell you all about it.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
Next week.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.